Father, today, I thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we have a thanksgiving in our heart, O Lord God. We're so grateful, Father God, for today, God, that in the name of Jesus, O God, no matter what's going on, Father God, no matter situations we are facing, O God, and even to those who are under the sound of this voice, Abba, Father, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy of the Lord is their strength. Hallelujah. Yes, I said, this is the day that God has made for you. You will rejoice and you will be glad. Whatever and whosoever you are facing today, you must have a thanksgiving heart. You must have a gratitude heart. Because he said, the Bible says in his word, in Ephesians 1:16, says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. So I'm praying for you. Yes, you. Yes, you. God knows, and God knows, and I know that you've been through some difficult situation and difficult days that you are going through and been through right now. Maybe it is your health. Maybe it is your finances, your workplace, your co-workers, your children. Maybe they are going through for something that you don't know what to do, but God knows what to do. But the only keys for that, in the name of Jesus, and you must have a thanksgiving heart. Not because somebody is sick, not because you don't have money to pay your bills, but you know God is opening the doors to those who really appreciate him in times of trials and difficulties. God knows you need finances. But I want you to thank God because you see already, I see already that you can make it. You are going to pay that bills or mortgage. That health condition, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. So today, if you are believing and you know God is with you and you know that God never leave you nor forsake you, nothing is impossible with God. He is the God that healeth thee. That by his word, he sent his word and heal your diseases. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, O God, this man, this woman, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, let there be release finances in the name of Jesus, release peace in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare supernatural hands of God, supernatural doors of finances is open to you so that you can pay that bills, you can pay that mortgage in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise this morning to those people who are under the sound of this voice, Father God. Father, I thank you that you invoke the blood of Jesus, O God, to each and every mindset today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today is different because God is telling me to give scriptures. As the Spirit leads me, I will pray. And then the things that you are going to do is just to agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 116:17. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. To you. You are addressing it to God. Amen. Because many times God is looking to a pure heart. God is answering the prayers, the request that you are asking for healing, asking for financial restoration, asking peace, asking reconciliation. but you have a part to do. You shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. What do you mean, Pastor Tita? Sacrifice of thanksgiving. That even though it is hard, in the name of Jesus, you must offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You can just thank the Lord for the strength. Thank the Lord for the joy. Even you are not joyful, you must to confess. You must to decree things that is happening. You must to decree things that is a sacrifice. That even you are unhappy, you must thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you will say like this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Because you are weak, you said. So get the covenant promise of God pertaining to the things that is happening to you right now. God sees you, but God never leave you nor forsake you. I decree in the name of Jesus that this man and woman, O Lord God, that lost their joy, God is restoring it. God is restoring it. God is restoring it. Bring the sacrifice of praise unto God and call the name of Jesus and he will set you free. You are set free indeed. You are set free indeed. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of God, there is freedom in you. There is freedom in you. There is freedom in you. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Psalms 95 verse 2, Psalms 95 verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with song. So, usually, we are not doing right when we are coming to God or approaching to the throne of heaven. For the Bible says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So you need to have a sacrifice of praise. What do you mean sacrifice? Though you don't feel like it, to be joyful, coming in the throne of God, it is a must. It is not an option for you to have thanksgiving, to give praise, adoration, worship to God. Because you must come before His presence with a good attitude, with a thankful heart, with a grateful heart, that no matter what, your joy is still there in Jesus' name. Even you didn't see the joy, even you didn't feel the joy, it doesn't matter. You must come before Him with thanksgiving, and you will shout unto God the voice of triumph, and the walls of disappointment, the walls of sickness and diseases, the walls of breakthrough in the name of Jesus is broken by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, I present to you, these are the ones, Father God, Lord. Some of them are coming to you with heaviness, Lord. But we ask forgiveness today, O God. We ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, O God, before we come to your throne, Father God. And we declare in Jesus' name that this man and woman, O Lord God, will shout unto you with a voice of triumph. Shout unto you with a voice of triumph. The Bible says in Psalms 100 verse 4, Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. You must enter to the gates of the presence of God with thanksgiving, with joy, in the name of Jesus. Enter his court with praise. You must thank the Lord. You must be happy. You must be joyful, giving thanks to him for the answers of what you are asking from God. It is released right now. It is released. You receive in the name of Jesus because you enter into his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Thank you for who you are today, O God. Thank you, Adonai. Come on, I just want you to be in a position that you lift your hands unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. and you just bless His name. You just appreciate, no matter what your situation, you just thank the Lord for the strength. I thank you, Lord, for the strength. I thank you, Lord, for the joy. I thank you, Lord, for the joy. I thank you, Lord, for healing me. I thank you, Lord, for healing me. I thank you, Lord, for the oil of fire of healing, O God. I thank you, Lord, for the oil of fire of abundance, O Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for reconciliations, O Lord God. I thank you for the reconciliations. Come on, open your mouth and thank the Lord for reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for bringing back the joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Father, today we are entering into your gates with thanksgiving, O God, with our praise, with our praise. Come on, open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And I see God is releasing the desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. That money that you are going to pay bills, a mortgage, a car note, a tuitions, in the name of Jesus, it's already in your bank right now. If you can believe it, if you can believe it, if you can believe it, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In everything, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Yes. God sees you. You are a pastor, you are a minister, but there is a heavy burden in your heart in the name of Jesus, because there is unforgiveness that is happening in your life. It is not right in the eyes of the Lord that we pastors, we ministers, we workers in the name of Jesus cannot let go the pain in our heart in the name of Jesus. But the Bible says in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So maybe you think that, you know, the will of God is not like this. You know, I am so much pain because somebody, you know, betrayed me. Or maybe the members of the church left the church, scatters rumors in the name of Jesus. But God knows it. God knows it. But God sometimes allow painful things so that you can enter and step in to the breakthrough of your ministry, of your ministry, of your life, of your finances. Maybe you lost a lot of things. You lost money. You lost your relationship. But God is telling me to tell you today that this is the hour. This is the day that God has made for you. You must give thanks in everything, for that is God who is helping you, and new things is coming to you. New things. The Bible says in Philippians that, behold, I'm doing a new things. So stand by, stand firm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is teaching you in the name of Jesus. But you must have a thankful heart. You must have a gratitude heart in the name of, that is God. And even us, you know, if you give a gift to somebody and you didn't hear any response that she appreciate, thank God for you, thank you for your gifts, it's not because you want the response. It's not because you want to the response, you know. It's not because you want to satisfy to hear that, oh, she liked my gifts, he liked my gift. But God says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you. In the name of Jesus, because always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing that you could do. And God is pleased, you are honoring. When you were giving thanks to God, you can give thanks to the people in the name of Jesus, because the will of God for you in the name of Jesus is to have a grateful and a gratitude heart in the name of Jesus. God is releasing fire, restoration of fire, revival, forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God, that everything that they hear from you, God, your voice is a voice of restoration. Your voice is a voice of hope. Your voice is a voice of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Your voice is a voice of overflow. Father, we give you praise this morning in Jesus' name. I know you are blessed, and I know you will be continuously blessed. But one thing I desire, I want you to click like. I want you to click like, share, and subscribe. If you are new to this channel, or to this podcast, or to this radio, I want you to share and subscribe. In Jesus' name, you are blessed coming in, you are blessed going out. The blessing of the Lord make you rich in Jesus' name.